弟兄姊妹，主内平安。
Hello, brothers and sisters.
可以吗？好，今天是感恩节哈，先祝大家节日平安喜乐，主恩满意。
Today is Thanksgiving, and we hope everyone to have a peaceful and blessing-filled Thanksgiving.
你的声音不太小，可以把那个 Nolan 的声音调大一点啊。牧师愿意祝福大家哈，但是怎么样能够把祝福变成你的现实呢？
The blessing comes from a pastor, but how do you make this blessing your own?
就是我今天的题目，要做一个知恩图报的人。
And this is what we'll be talking about today, being someone of gratitude and thanksgiving.
有一个教会的门口哈，有一行字，下面写的是 "Thanksgiving is an action."
There is this string of words in front of a church, and it says Thanksgiving is an action.
Thanksgiving 是由两个词组成的啊。
And Thanksgiving is really made from two words.
就是 thanks， 口头上要有感谢。
Part one is thanks.
行动上呢也要有一个 giving 哈。
And you need this action of giving.
所以感恩一定要有行动。
So Thanksgiving needs action.
今天非常感恩哈，我们有七位的弟兄姊妹要受洗归在主的名下。
And we're very grateful today that seven of our brothers and sisters is being baptized today.
他们用最实际的行动感谢上帝对他们的拣选和爱。
And they use their action to become a testimony to God's love for them.
在世人也在撒旦的面前宣告我们是主耶稣的人了。
And they're making a testimony in front of.Everyone in the world, as well as Satan, that they are a people of God.
当然，他们今天也应该是最要感恩的人。
And they as well should be the one with the most thanksgiving today.
因为他们收到了最珍贵、最有价值的礼物——永生。
For they have received the best gift, which is eternal life.
他们身上有了圣灵的印记。
They now have the mark from the Spirit.
他们是神最尊贵的儿女。
They are the blessed children of God.
所以今天在感恩节哈。
So today during Thanksgiving,
我要让大家思考一个问题。
I want to ask everyone a question. Two questions.
第一个问题就是你是一个感恩的人吗？还是一个忘恩的人？
The first question is, are you someone who is grateful, or do you forget your graces?
还有你的感恩是有行动的吗？还是只是嘴上说一说？
And is your gratitude backed by action, or is it just words?
我们先来看一个。画啊，有吗？好。
Let's first take a look at this painting.
这个是中国现代绘画大师许悲鸿的一幅名画，叫《奴隶与诗》。
This is an art from this Chinese artist, and the title is "This Slave and the Lion."
被誉为国之瑰宝。
It is a national treasure.
那么这幅画呢，取材于一个古老的寓言故事。
It comes from a Greek anecdote.
它故事描述的是一个罗马的奴隶哈，他为了躲避残酷的主人的鞭打。
It speaks of a slave who wants to escape from his master.
那他就逃跑到森林里面一个山洞里。
And he ran into a cave in a forest.
结果没想到这是一个狮子的洞。
But little did he know it was the den of a lion.
面对走近的狮子，他真的恐惧到瘫软。
And seeing the lion coming up to him, he was very fearful.
但是这个狮子并没有要攻击这个奴隶啊。
But this lion did not want to attack the slave.
而是伸出他的爪子。
But the lion stretched out its paw.
这个奴隶看到这个爪子上呢有一个很尖锐的大刺。
And he sees that on his paw there is a big splinter.
那么他就战战兢兢地把这个大刺从这个狮子的爪子上拿出来哈。
So he carefully removed the splinter from his paw.
那么这个狮子呢就被这个奴隶救了。
So this slave saved this lion.
哎，结果他们就一直在这个森林里面相依为命。
And they were living in the forest together.
但是不幸的是呢，这个狮子被这个猎人抓获。
But unfortunately, a hunter came and captured the lion.
而这个奴隶呢也被兵丁抓获。
And this slave was found as well by...
然后呢，这个逃跑的奴隶呢是要被执行死刑的，所以就把他放到了一个斗兽场里面。
And slave at that time, if you run away, you need to be executed. So he was put in a Colosseum.
所以这个当这个关着猛兽的铁门一打开
，So when the gate of the Colosseum opened，
这个被饿了几天的这个狮子就咆哮着冲出来
，Out ran a lion that was
奔向他的食物
，and running to this slave。
但是就在他快接近奴隶的时候
，But as the lion came close，
这个狮子突然间停下来
，The lion suddenly stopped。
他像一个狗一样匍匐前进
，and was walking towards the man like a dog。
他张开他的嘴
，and he opened the lion opened his mouth，
舔开这个奴隶的眼睛，因为他很害怕，闭着双眼等死啊。
And started licking the slave。
然后温顺地依偎在他的身边
，and was just pressed up against him。
因为这个狮子认出来，这就是救他的那个恩人。
For this lion recognized the slave. It was the slave that picked out the splinter.
这时全场都被震惊
And the whole Colosseum was in shock.
整个的感人的一幕最后让大家都欢呼沸腾
It was a scene that moved everyone.
结果是美好的
And the ending was beautiful.
就是奴隶和狮子都被释放了，获了自由
Both the lion and the slave was released and given their freedom.
在这里我们看到这个狮子是兽中之王哈
We see that the lion is the king of the jungle.
他在非常饥饿的一个境况里面
and in a very hungry situation,
竟然逆着他的本性没有伤害他的恩人
he went against his nature and did not harm the one who saved him.
懂得知恩图报
and he knows to repay gratitude with kindness.
实在是发人深省
and it really makes us think.
那么我们是跟动物不一样的有灵的人
and we're different from animals. We have spirit.
我们更应该懂得知恩图报这个道理。
We should know more to repay kindness given to us.
所以我们的古人常常提醒我们要饮水思源。
So it's known to us that when we drink the water, we have to think of the source.
滴水之恩当涌泉相报。
A drop of water should be repaid with a fountain.
因为我们都知道哈，人常常会忘恩负义。
For we all know that.Very frequently, we forget to give thanks back.
甚至恩将仇报，常常上演农夫和蛇的故事。
Even repaying kindness with hostility, like the story of the farmer and the snake.
Okay, 这个希望你们能知道这个故事是什么意思啊？回去要不然让爸爸妈妈讲给你们听啊。
If you guys don't know the story, you can ask your parents.
我们认识到感恩不是天生的。
So we know that thanksgiving is not nature to us.
是需要常常被提醒、被教导的。
It is something to be reminded and practiced.
所以我要跟大家分享的是，人一定要知恩。
So I want to share with everyone that
你要先知道有什么恩情。
We should acknowledge kindness and what kindness there is.
人生在世有很多恩情要报的。
In this world, there are lots of kindness given to us.
父母的养育之恩。
Nurturing from our parents.
十月怀胎，一朝分娩。
Bearing you for 10 months and giving birth to you.
呕心沥血养大这个孩子啊。
And putting all of their heart into raising you.
但是冷暖成败还是在父母日夜的惦记当中。
And all of your successes and uprising is in the hands of your hardworking parents.
所以当以孝为报。
So you have.
Nolan 办得很好啊，真的不容易哈、啊。这个很多咬文嚼字啊，我们要给他祷告，给他掌声啊，鼓励他。还有第二个就是夫妻的结发之恩。
And the second one is between partners, husband and wife.
俗话说一日夫妻百日恩。
The saying goes that you are husbands and wife for one day, and your kindness goes towards hundreds of days.
夫妻同甘共苦，相濡以沫，真的好难翻。
Partners should go through all of trials and tough times together.
所以要切行切珍惜这份恩情。
So we should be very grateful of our partner and all they've done for us.
还有良师的培育之恩。
There are also teachings from teachers.
所谓一日为师，终生为父。
The saying goes that one day is your teacher, but they are your father for your whole life.
所以要衔环相报哈。
So you have to just repay the goodness.
还有智者的指点之恩。
There is also tips from those with wisdom.
人生经常会走在十字路口上。
There are many cross paths in life.
那个能指点你迷津。
And those who can point a clear path for you.
能够让你悬崖勒马。
That make you stop before running off of a cliff.
你也要莫齿难忘。
You have to remember all they've done for you.
还有伯乐的知遇之恩。
伯乐。
一个人的名字啊。伯乐就是一个人的名字他。大概意思就行哈，
there's also
就差不多的意思哈。还有什么？兄弟姐妹之间的手足之恩。
And there's goodness between siblings as well.
还有朋友雪中送炭之恩。
Between friends in hard times.
我觉得我在考 Nolan 的中文，还有成语水平。人活一世哈，受恩无数。
Being in this world, you experience kindness all the time.
要懂得知恩图报。
And we have to repay all gratitudes.
人可以没有荣华富贵。
You can be without wealth.
可以没有功成名就。
You can be without success.
但一定要懂得感恩。
But you have to be with thanksgiving.
知恩的人才会受人敬重，得人帮助。
Only those who acknowledge grace shown to them will be respected.
感恩的人才能立足于天地，无愧于良心。
And those with thanksgiving can really stand without any guilt.
然而，在这一切的感恩的名单里面，我们最要感谢的就是我们的神。
And in this whole list of thanksgiving, the one that we should give thanks the most to is God.
今天我们读的诗篇一百篇。
And in Psalms 100,
五节的经文里面
，in five verses,
有七个当。
There are seven call to actions.
我用红笔啊。这里面提到了我们受造者要向我们的创造者啊一个当有的态度。
And as the created, we have to have this attitude toward our creator.
神对我们有创造之恩，也有救赎之恩。
God was gracious enough to create us as well as save us.
天地万物都是上帝造的。
All of creation was made by God.
日月星辰春夏秋冬都是神造的。
All celestial bodies and all seasons.
我们每天吃的食物喝的水。
All that we eat, all that we drink.
每时每刻需要的空气和阳光。
All that we breathe and all of the sunlight.
都是上帝供应的。
Is given by God.
没有一个是人自己造的。
None of which is made by man.
人也不能提供。
Not, cannot be provided by man.
我们不要视之为理所当然。
Do not see it as something that should be given to us.
要知恩。
We have to know the grace shown to us.
在诗篇一百篇第三节，还有一百三十九篇十三到十四节，这里说我们是他造的，是他的名，是他草场的羊。
In Psalms 139:13-14, it says that we are his people, we are made by him, and we are sheep of his pasture.
肺腑也是他造的。
Our lungs were made by him.
我们的受造奇妙可畏。
And we were wonderfully made.
所以我们知道人的生命是神造的。
So we know that we were created by God.
那么神也看顾、保护、供应我们。
And God looks after us and takes care of us. So living, we have to be grateful. There's also this grace of salvation. Everyone dies. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. If you're good looking or not good looking. If you're a success or a failure.
我们的主耶稣舍了天上的尊荣。
Our Savior Jesus put down his glory up in the heavens.
道成肉身来到我们当中。
And came to earth through flesh.
为了我们的罪死在十字架上。
And died on a cross for our sins.
而且第三天因着神的大能从死里复活。
And because of the grace of God rose again 3 days after.
他用舍己的爱救赎了我们。
With a selfless love, he saved us.
脱离罪和死亡的咒诅。
To bring us out of the curse of sin and death.
使我们凡信靠他的都能胜过罪。
Such that all who believe will overcome evil.
最重要就是我们不怕死了。
And most importantly, we do not have to fear death.
死对信耶稣的人来说就是睡了。
Death to Christian is like sleeping.
它是一扇门。
It's a gate.
是通往天堂的一扇门。
A gate to heaven.
所以保罗说，我宁愿离世与主在一起，好得无比。
So that's why Paul says to die is to gain.
所以基督徒是大有福分的。
So it's very...this is a big grace to us to be a Christian.
圣经里面哈讲到福分分两种。
In the Bible, there's two types of blessings.
一个就是诗篇一章二到三节里面所说的福分哈。
The first one is in Psalms 1:2-3.
就是唯喜爱耶和华律法昼夜思想那人变为有福，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁啊，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
So whoever delights in the law of the Lord, who meditates on it, meditate on his law day and night, that person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither.
当人照着创造和救赎的原则去生活的时候，
So when men live by the created purpose,
那么我们就会祝福满满。
Then we, all that we do will be prosperous.
还有一种福呢？是神他慷慨地分享他自己。
And another blessing is God sharing himself to us.
神与我们立约哈。
God makes covenants with us.
他把生命倾倒给我们。
He gives us his life.
他就是为了分享他的圣灵，他美好的性情。
The reason of which is to share himself and all of him to us.
分享他奇妙的大能，创造的活力。
To show his almighty power.
也分享他救赎所带给我们的喜乐。
And also the joy of salvation.
神他就是要把他自己给我们。
God wants to give himself to us.
有一本书讲到神是一个什么样的神呢？
There's a book that speaks this way of God.
他是站立的神，弯腰的神，陪伴的神。
He is a God who stands, who bows, and who is by our side.
总结了神祝福我们的一个姿态。
It summarizes how God blesses us.
神傲然站立，为的是要让我们依靠他。
God stands so we can rely on him.
他屈身俯就是为了与我们相交。
He bows down so that we can be with him.
他常常伴在我们的左右，与我们同在同行，共担苦乐，就是为了要把天上的福分赐给我们。
And he is with us through all hardships so that he can give heaven to us as well.
所以我们要理当感恩。
So we have to be grateful.
诗篇一百篇第四节第一节都讲到要称谢，要赞美，要感谢。
So in Psalms 100 verse 4 and verse 1 it says we have to give thanks, we have to praise him and shout for joy.
而且是普天下的人都要感谢神。
And it's everyone in this, all the earth should praise him.
基督徒更要感恩。
And Christians should be much so.
因为你收到了最宝贵的礼物，永生。
For you have been given the best gift, eternal life.
你得到了最尊贵的身份，就是神的儿女。
You have been blessed with the best identity, being the children of God.
这才是你真正的身份。
This should be your real identity.
这才是你的价值。
This is your value.
这才是值得你骄傲的地方。
This is what you should take pride in.
天父是你的父亲。
God is your father.
那么人知道这些恩情就要去感恩。
And men, knowing all of these, they should be grateful.
那我们要怎么感恩啊？
But how can we be grateful?
我讲两点。
There's two points.
一个就是凡事谢恩。
It's give thanks in every circumstance.
第二个就是要数算主恩。
And the second one is count all blessings from the Lord.
帖所罗尼迦前书五章十八节哈，说凡事谢恩，这是什么？神在耶稣基督里给我们定下来的旨意。
So in 1 Thessalonians, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, and this is from the Lord.
那么神的旨意就是命令哈，这个命令难不难执行啊？
This is a command, and is it hard to follow?
好事情感恩容不容易啊？
Is it easy to give thanks for good things?
容易的啊。
Yes.
那坏事你也感恩吗？
What about bad things? Do you give thanks for it as well?
你看现在这个世道。
Looking at the world today.
很多的暴力抢劫。
A lot of violence and robbery.
不法的事天天都在发生。
Unlawful events.
不公平不公义的事很多。
Unfairness, injustice.
这个无德无能的这个执政党呢，把这个加拿大搞的经济治安都很差。
And the state of Canada is in a very bad economic state.
这个社会也越来越病态。
And the society is being sick.
我们很多时候都陷在一个无奈和绝望当中哈。
And very often we're in this state of dilemma, unable to do much.
你怎么感恩？
How can you be grateful?
其实很多人对这些经文的理解是错的啊。
The understanding of this verse is mistaken.
凡事感恩的意思不是为凡事感恩。
It's not give thanks for everything.
而是在凡事中感恩。
But it is give thanks in all circumstances.
就是你在任何的环境当中你都要感谢神，不要抱怨神。
So no matter what the situation is, you should give thanks and not be angry against God.
那我们怎么能够不看环境，能够凡事谢恩呢？
So how do we give thanks no matter the situation?
就是你一定要真认识神。
You have to truly know God.
你要知道他的性情。
You have to know his personality.
神呢，在这个诗篇一百篇的五节三节里面哈，讲到他是施慈爱的神，信实的神，他是美善的神。
So in Psalms 100 verse 5 and verse 3 it says, The Lord is good, His love endures forever, and His faithfulness continues through all generations.
他说我们是他的羊，他一定会保护，一定是供应，一定是来看顾我们的。
And it says that we are sheep of His pasture, so He made us and He will take care of us.
圣经有一句话说，耶和华向我们怀的是美善的意念。
It says in the Bible that God's will to us is good.
不是降灾祸的意念。
It's not a bad will.
为了让我们末后有指望。
So that we can have hope.
圣经也说神使万事相互效力，使爱神的人得益处。
It says that God makes everything work together so that whoever loves him will be in good state.
还有一句话很重要，说王的心如垄沟的水，在神的手中任意流转。
It also says that the heart of a king is like a river, and its flow is controlled by God.
所以当我们知道哦，结局都在上帝的手中。
So when we know that the end situation is in God's hands,
我们的好处不在主耶稣以外。
And our goodness is not outside of Christ.
当我们去相信神的这个美意的时候啊。
Then when we come to believe in His goodness,
我们就能凡事谢恩。
Then we can give thanks in all circumstances.
我们这样去顺服的时候呢，
When we obey like this,
我们就能进入神更丰盛的应许。
We can enter into more blessings.
得着属天的平安和祝福。
And get this peace that surpasses all understanding.
这个是环境别人夺不走的。
And this is something that others cannot take away from you.
最明显的例子呢，就是旧约约瑟的故事哈。
And a clear example is Joseph in the Old Testament.
约瑟呢，我们知道是雅各最疼爱的儿子啊。
We know that Joseph is the most loved child of Jacob.
他还特别为他做了一件彩衣。
So much that he even got a colorful coat.
因此也招来了他哥哥们的嫉妒哈。
And that brought envy from his brothers.
有一次他去户外找他哥哥的时候，
And one time when Joseph was out looking for his brothers,
哥哥们设计就把他卖给埃及人了。
His brothers sold him off to Egypt.
结果他在埃及人家里面，哎，又被主人看中。
And while he was a slave in Egypt, the master looked at him.
但是这个女主人呢，又勾引他，然后呢？被他拒绝以后呢，就恼羞成怒，把他下到监狱里面去。
And the wife of the master was trying to seduce him, but when it failed, she threw Joseph into jail.
结果到了监狱之后呢，他就为法老解了一个非常奇怪和重要的梦。
And while he was in jail, he helped the Pharaoh decipher a dream.
结果就被法老提升为埃及的宰相。
then he was one of the highest ranking member in the Egyptian society.
那个时候全地都有饥荒。
And at that time there was famine everywhere.
只有埃及有粮。
And only food in Egypt.
那么这几个哥哥就被他的父亲打发去埃及去拿去取粮买粮。
And Joseph's brother was sent to Egypt to buy some food.
结果就有了兄弟相认这一幕哈。
Thus the reunion of the brothers.
哎呀，换成是你呀。
If it was you.
哎呀，我现在贵为宰相。
I am now the one of the high members of the kingdom. Yes.
他对太古老哈。然后你会怎么做啊
？What would you do?
有怨的抱怨，有仇的报仇啊。
If you have anger, you take your revenge.
约瑟有没有这样做
？Did Joseph do that?
啊，我真的太佩服他了。
I'm really look up to him.
创世纪四十五章五节还有七到八节哈。
Genesis 45, verses 5, 7, and 8.
他竟然安慰他的哥哥。
He calmed his brothers.
哎呀，不要因为卖我，你就自由自恨。
And comforted them, saying that do not be sad that you sold me off.
他三次说道。
He repeated it three times.
这是神差我来的。
This is God sent me ahead.
是为了干什么？保全你们的生命，拯救以色列的全族。
And God did this to save your lives and save Israel. Joseph believed in God since the beginning. And all encounters was part of God's plan. And God has a good will. For Joseph knows and obeys God. That he still had a grateful heart in harsh and hard circumstances.
他不抱怨神，他也不报复人。
He was not mad at God or mad at man.
因此就得着神最大的应许。
Thus he was given the best covenant from God.
就是以色列全家因为约瑟得救。
That the whole house of Israel was saved because of Joseph.
如果没有约瑟。
If it were not of Joseph,
就没有以色列的全族。
There will not be Israel.
那我们主耶稣救主就出不来了。
Then there will be no Jesus.
这是不是一个极大的神迹？
Is that not a great miracle?
有位牧师说，
One pastor said,
感恩的心如同磁铁一样。
A grateful heart is like a magnet.
它能吸住神的神迹。
It can attract God's miracle.
其实这样的神迹也常常在我们的身边发生。
And such miracles happens around us as well.
有些时候你没有留意而已。
Sometimes we just unaware of it.
所以我们一定要常常的在基督里凡事谢恩。
So we really have to give thanks in all circumstances.
这个神迹哈，我其实上个星期刚刚经历一个这样的神迹啊。
And this miracle was really experienced last week.
我们都认识林威弟兄哈。
We all know Brother Lin Wei.
你知道上周一新闻里面不是说在这个大都会广场哈，白天三点多光天化日之下哈，就一个店铺的老板被绑架了。
And it appeared on the news that at Metro Square last Monday at 3 p.m. there was a shop owner, a boss that was kidnapped.
你就是林威的爸爸。
That was Lin Wei's father.
你看这个歹徒很嚣张啊。
This kidnapper was very brave.
他威胁你不交巨额的救赎这个赎金我就要撕票。
And he said that if you don't pay the money, I will kill the man.
你知道这是他第二次被绑架。
This is actually his second time being kidnapped.
第一次是去年12月26号。
The first was December 26th last year.
但是呢这两次里面林威跟我和于牧师讲的是我们都是在迫切祷告寻求神的心意。
And in both cases, we were all praying to God and seeing the will of God.
在祷告中，神赐给我们都有平安。
And God gave us peace through the prayers.
我特别记得第一次。
The first time around,
我正好跟另外一个同工在车上。
I was talking with another member of the church.
我们俩流泪祷告。
We were crying and praying.
神就告诉我。
And God said,
他说我不会把大卫交给追杀他的扫罗。
I did not give David to Saul.
我也不会把林威的爸爸交给歹徒。
Nor will I give the father of Lin Wei to the kidnapper.
那次林威爸爸就回到了这个我们当中。
And that time around, Lin Wei's father came back safely.
那么这次祷告的时候呢？
And this time around, in our prayers,
神又跟我讲。
God said,
就是我要在但以理面前封住狮子的口。
As I seal the lion's mouth in front of Daniel,
我也要在歹徒面前封住他们的恶行。
I will seal the bad intentions of the kidnapper.
我们都知道林威的妈妈很敬虔，林威也很敬虔，他们一家人在上帝的面前一直切切的祷告。
We know that Lin Wei and his family has been praying in front of God for a long time.
但是八个小时过去了。
And after 8 hours,
这次警察介入了。
This time there was the police.
那歹徒拿不到钱，他肯定要恼羞成怒啊，要撕票呀。
And if the kidnapper does not get the money, of course they will be angry and they will be take bad actions.
你说心中会不会害怕？
And will that cause fear in others?
奇妙的就是哦，到了晚上大概11:24，我为什么记得这么清楚啊？
But what's amazing is that around 11:24 p.m.
于牧师祷告完了之后，就给我发了个微信说。3:00会被解救。
Pastor Yu sent me a WeChat message saying,
我家信将移。
At 3 a.m.
但是也平安的睡过去了。
You'll be safe, and I continue. I did not really believe, but I continued on.
不是我相信，但是我就是啊，但是我就将信将移哈，就是因为我不知道这是不是预言啊。然后结果我3:17醒过来，很奇怪啊。
And I woke up at 3:17 a.m.
我就立刻给林威发了微信。
I sent Lin Wei a message.
我说你爸爸怎么样了？
And asked how was your father.
他马上回我。
And Lin Wei replied.
他说3左右，歹徒把他爸爸扔在加油站。
And around 3 a.m. the kidnapper.
哇，这个神太信实了。
Dropped him off at the gas station.
哈利路亚，赞美神。
And I was like, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
感谢主啊！今天林威爸爸和妈妈来没来啊？来了吗？
哎，
可不可以站起来？我们哦，林威爸爸在后面哦，感谢主，太好了。
Yeah.
妈妈也站起来哈，弟弟姐姐们有没有来？对，感谢神，
so,
他们一家人回来感恩哈，请坐，林爸爸。
So, yeah,
等一会儿我们都过去哈，拥抱我们的林爸爸哦。
May we all
两次死里逃生。
A hug later on. Yes.
Okay. 但是你知道这个上帝的恩典是什么，美意是什么吗
？But do you know what the will of God is?
经历这个生死，林威爸爸决志信耶稣了。
After these situations, Lin Wei's father came to God.
我们星期一去看林爸爸的时候，他还给我来了一句：“一生啊，大概的意思就是说，一生信耶稣啊，什么不是什么信靠主耶稣，一生有平安，是这意思吧？啊。
”Yes, and they say that to believe in Christ is to have peace in your life.
还有更奇妙就是林威他两次。真的你知道吗你们可能现在听觉得很轻松我们当时等候的时候真是煎熬啊我相信林威更是煎熬他每两次都跟神说我奉献我自己你只要救我爸回来我就把我自己奉献给你
And it might be easy for us to be here and listen but during the waiting process it was very hard and during those process Lin Wei prayed to God that I'll be an offering to you to save my father
这就是上帝的美意
This is the will of God
把永生赐给林爸爸
To give Lin Wei's father this eternal life.
把最美好的产业赐给林威，让他侍奉神。
And to give Lin Wei the best work to serve God.
而且他的弟弟、他的姐姐也说，我们要回到神的家，一家人齐齐整整的敬拜神、跟随神。
And all siblings and family members now back here in church.
感谢神哈。
Bless the Lord.
我们想要凡事感恩呢，就要学会数算主恩哈。
So to give thanks, we have to first acknowledge the blessings.
我们看旧约以色列人，他们常常数算错的东西。
Let's take a look at the Israelites in the Old Testament and how they counted their blessings.
所以他们就在旷野漂流了40年。
And when they're in the desert, they did not really give thanks. That's what they were out there for
40 years. 以色列人本来是在埃及为奴的。
They were at first slaves in Egypt,
做很重的苦工
being hard laborers.
而且那个法老下令要把这个以色列的男婴扔到尼罗河淹死
And the Pharaoh will kill the young male young male Bill Bees.
因为他不想以色列人太繁盛。
For he did not want the Israelites to be too strong.
神听到了他们的哀声，看到了他们的苦情。
And God saw their situation and heard their cry.
他就派摩西回埃及，行了十个神迹。
And he sent Moses to do the 10 miracles in Egypt.
把以色列人从埃及为奴之家带出来。
And brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
一路过红海。
And crossed the Red Sea.
白天有云柱，晚上有火柱。
There are pillars of cloud at day and pillars of fire at night.
引领保护他们。
To protect and guide them.
在旷野又赐下玛拿。
And in the desert there was manna.
磐石出水。
There was water flowing from the rocks.
供应他们一切。
For providing all their needs.
但以色列人很快就忘了神的恩。
But the Israelites forget God's grace.
一遇到环境就开始抱怨。
And in a bad situation, they start being mad at God.
哎呀，我们在埃及呢，我们有葱啊，蒜呀，有鱼呀。
And they started saying that in Egypt, we at least had fish and other food.
哎呀，神为什么要把我们带到旷野来送死？难道埃及没有坟墓吗？
And why did God bring us out of Egypt? Was there no graves in Egypt?
他们用恶心对待神的恩典。
They were hostile towards God's grace.
恩将仇报。
They returned hostility.
本来十一天就可以进上帝给他的迦南美地。
Originally, they were very near Canaan.
结果呢，他们走了四十年。
However, they walked for 40 years.
就是因为他们不断的抱怨。
Because of their ungrateful.
这给我们一个很大的教训。
This is a great lesson to us.
千万不要做一个抱怨的人。
Do not be someone who is ungrateful.
要常常数算主的恩典。
And you have to count your blessings.
我给大家讲一个很重要的半杯水的原理。
I'll introduce everyone to this concept of half full cup.
我们半杯水，有的人就说，哎，我还有半杯水，就是 half full.
And some will look at this cup, half cup of water and say this is half full.
这个就是感恩的人。
This is someone who's grateful.
而另外一种人呢，他说，哎呀，我就剩半杯水， half empty.
And the other group will say, oh, it's half empty. This group look at the emptiness.
个抱怨的人。
Someone who is not happy with the situation.
所以大家要想一想，你是哪一种人？
And we really have to think which group are we?
我们都是从中国来到加拿大。
We all came to Canada from China.
其实中国是一个不信神的国家。
And China is a place that does not believe in God.
我们也仿佛像以色列人从为奴之家出来。
And we see ourselves like the Israelites coming out of a place of slavery.
来到这个信仰自由的国家。
Into this place where there is freedom of religion.
我们可以敬拜神。
We can praise God.
而且我们来的时候肯定多，可能每个人就拖了两三个箱子哦。
And maybe when we came, we just had a few suitcases around us.
现在我们有房子，有车，有孩子。
Now we have a house, cars, and family.
我们有工作，有朋友。
We have work, friends.
最重要的就是我们有属灵的家。
And most importantly, we have a spiritual home.
上帝带我们来到了这个应许的美地。
God brought us to this promised land.
当我们遭遇艰难困苦的时候，
And when we are in hardship,
婚姻出现问题的时候，
When our marriage is in issue, in clash,
孩子有麻烦的时候，
When our children are in trouble,
遇到危机的时候，
When we're in times of trouble,
神一直都在保护、看顾、供应、医治我们。
God was beside us and protecting us.
我们要感恩，要数算主恩。
We have to be grateful and count the blessings.
而不是要像以色列人那样去抱怨。
And not like the Israelites and be hostile against God.
哎呀，如果我在中国，我都不知道现在该多成功。
And not say things like, oh, if I were in China, how successful would I be?
可能早就飞黄腾达了。
Maybe I'll be very, very rich and successful.
不一定啊，说不定你已经在监狱度过余生。
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe you'll be in jail by now.
你们都知道那些有钱有势的人都在监狱度过了余生哈。
And we know that some are in jail who are rich.
有的人回了中国说，哎呀，中国好方便啊。
And some will say when they go back to China, oh, so convenient here.
哎呀，吃住行应有尽有啊。
All eating and transportation is so good.
就像以色列人说，哎呀，又有葱啊，蒜呀，又有鱼啊。
It's like the Israelites saying how there's fish and good food in Egypt.
你去看看你身边的同龄人。
So just look around you.
多卷呀。
How hardworking are they?
他很厉害，他懂卷哈。OK. 然后你知道这个，我上一次那个 Angie Nick 结婚，他妈妈和爸爸跟我说哈。这个九零后啊，他们今年结婚，第二年离婚的有50%。
And we see that those who are born in the 90s, they get married in the first year, and the divorce rate is 50% by the second year.
得忧郁症的自杀的很多。
those who are depressed, those who are suicidal is in great numbers.
嗯，尤其是那些孩子。
Especially the children.
你知道他们的学习压力有多大？
We do not know their academic stress.
真是苦不堪言啊。
And it is very, very hard.
啊，我们这里的孩子简直太幸福了。
It's very blessed to be children.
我看我儿子，哎呀，每天功课好像没太有哈。
I look at my son every day and see how he is like.
打球啊 ，party 啊。
Go out, play, party.
一会儿 cottage 了啊。
And going to cottage soon.
所以很幸福啊，你们要感恩。
Very blessed.
如果不感恩，就把你们都送回中国半年试试啊。
Otherwise, you'll be sent back to China.
而且我们在这里，我们的家庭还是比较。就是比较怎么健全吧。
And here, all of our family is in a healthy state.
我们能够享受家庭的这种和谐和温暖。
We can really enjoy the harmony and soundness of a family.
最重要的就是我们的灵魂是自由的，是能够去敬拜神的。
But most importantly, we can praise God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知恩，要感恩，然后要报恩。
So brothers and sisters, we really have to know the great.Grace from God and give thanks for it.
那个 Thanksgiving 里面那个 giving 啊，就是一个行动。
So of the giving and Thanksgiving is an action.
你要 giving 什么呀？
What do you give?
我要给大家讲一个我们的真实故事啊。
Let me tell you guys a true real story.
啊，我们有一个神学生的家庭啊。
There is this family. They are also theological students.
非常爱主家人。
They really love.God.
但是他们最近一段时间经济非常紧张。
But their financial state is not well currently.
甚至欠了房租。
They are behind in their mortgage.
但神很奇妙哈。
But God was good.
一周之内调兵遣将，给了他们3000多块钱。
And in a week, God somehow sent them $3,000. And after experiencing God's providence,
这个妈妈呢，她就有感动。就是为着神给他的要奉献十一，就是奉献了300多块钱。
The mother felt a calling and decided to.
她没有先支付那个账单。
$300。
她先奉献。
She first offered before paying off her bills.
接下来又有奇妙的事发生。
And another miracle happened.
她很偶然的机会遇到一个弟兄。
And another situation,、
yeah.
she met a brother.
然后这个弟兄就奉献给他3000块钱。
And his brother gave her another $3,000.
哇，奇不奇妙
？It's a great thing.
马拉基书三章十节怎么说
？In Malachi 3:10.
大家一起读好吗
？Let's read it together.
你们相信这句话吗
？Do you guys believe in this？
你们试过吗
？Have you guys tried？
这个姐妹，这一家人，他们就真的经历这句话。
This sister and this family truly experienced this verse。
可能有的人就会挑战了。
And some people might say，
她这么爱主，怎么还这么窘迫呀
？If she loves the God so much, then why is she in such bad situation？
她如果没有这样的困境
，If it were of not If it were not of these bad situations, how would she experience God?
她怎么知道不是依靠金钱，而是依靠神去活呢？
How would she know to not rely on money, but in God?
依靠神的人一生都没有惧怕。
Those who rely on God do not have to fear.
就好像你花钱，你不用看你的存折。
It's like you spending money without looking at your bank account.
你只要需要，上帝就给你。
If you need, God will give.
过不过瘾啊
？Isn't that amazing？
我跟于牧师过去侍奉神也经历过。
And Pastor Yu and I has also experienced this in our serving.
很多这种故事啊，今天来不及讲。
There are a lot of these stories.
奉献金钱哈、啊，就是十一奉献。
Offering money is just tithing.
这个是神的一个命令。
This is a command from God.
神的目的就是让我们不要依靠无定的钱财。
God's purpose is for us to not rely on money.
要一生依靠神。
But to rely on God.
关于奉献哈。
about offering.
我们中国人还转不过弯来。
Us Chinese have a hard time around it, and I understand.
我们就会说，哎，这钱是我自己挣的，对吧？然后我要拿出来，有点不舍得。
And we say things like, we've earned this money, and it is uncomfortable to bring the money out. Let me have this example. Let's say that your parents raised you for your whole life.
很多父母到老的时候还要给我们钱来资助我们。
And a lot of the times, even when we're grown, our parents still give us money.
这就是我爸爸和我妈。
This is my parents.
然后不仅不用我们供养。
Not only do we do not have to help them.
哎呀，还要帮我们，老大上大学，还要给我们钱。
They help us that when Caleb's going to university, they also
give us money. 所以说
你
每一周或每个月你买一些好东西，买一些营养品，送给你的爸爸妈妈，不是理所当然的吗？
So every once in a while, is it not good to give them some gifts?
你把最好的给他们，不是应该的吗？
Isn't it good to give them what's best?
你的生命是神给的。
Your life is from God.
你所有的一切都是上帝给的。
All that you have is from God.
你为什么不能够拿出一点放在神家里让他去发挥更大的果效
Why can you not just bring out a bit and give it back to God and let God work with it?
我们现在年轻人出去吃饭啊，一花就是一两百
The youths go out eat and each time is about 100 or 2
young adult 也一样
Youths, young adults
出去旅行几千块没问题
And going out a few thousand and it's okay
哎呀我一奉献哎呀十块好呢还有些钢镚哎呀我的天。
And when we're offering, it goes down to tens.
你以为上帝在跟你乞讨吗
Do you really think that God is begging you?
哎有很多爱心的弟兄姊妹说哎小鹿牧师你不要老讲奉献我没有老讲奉献吧。
And there's a lot of brothers and sisters who says, Pastor Ruth, please stop talking
about offering. 你要请外面的讲员来讲啊。
You should get other speakers.
你的弟兄姊妹不高兴。
Otherwise, your brothers and sisters will be unhappy.
或者新朋友来了，他们就不来了，就走了。
And newcomers would just not stay.
我讲奉献。
But when I speak of offering,
是按着神的心意讲。
I'm speaking from God.
是告诉大家蒙福的渠道。
It is a way to be blessed.
我要是不讲。
If I do not speak of it,
你的蒙福的渠道被堵上了。
That way of blessing is blocked off.
你觉得我是？真的让你祝福
Then am I really someone who's trying to give you blessings or harming you?
我们澳城呢有大概两百多人，加上孩子将近三百哈。
In ACCC, there is 200, 300 people around.
我们的奉献户口有177个。
And there is 170 accounts in our offering.
大家别担心，我不知道大家都奉献了多少啊。
I do not know the exact number, so don't worry.
但是我统计我们的统计里面，就是我们有二十个家庭，大概四十个人。
There is about 20 families and 40 people.
每年就去年二零二三年奉献了七千以上。
And in the year 2023 offered.
那你要是算就是七万年收入一家人七万以上的。
Who offer more than 7K, which means
二十个家庭。
Income is 70K. That's only 20 families.
他们的奉献将近接近我们整个教会，就是这个人数只占五分之一。
So this number only takes up about a fifth of the people.
但是奉献的数字是超过一半，将近一半。
But their offering is more than half of the whole.
这就说明有很多人，很多人没有奉献。
It means that a lot
或者是没有十一奉献
or did not tithe.
所以我们要好好在神面前祷告。
So we really need to come and pray in front of God.
永杰牧师说：“你还没有过奉献关的，你还不算是主的真门徒。”
There's a pastor who said that if you have not offered, you're not a real Christian.
奉献金钱已经是最容易的了。
It's easy to give money.
最难的是奉献自己。
The hard thing is offering
yourself. 把你的生命奉献给主。
Offering your life to God.
像林威这样。
Like 林威。
这个诗篇一百篇第二节，还有罗马书十二章一节说：“你当乐意侍奉耶和华，你要将身体献上，当作活祭，这是神喜悦的。而且我们如此侍奉是理所当然的。”让他们看经文就行了，不用再读了啊。
OK。
所以，主耶稣把生命给了我们。
So God gave us life.
我们这个新生命是属神的。
This new life is from God.
我们被神差遣使用是理所当然的。
So God using us is something that is to be expected.
但是我们有多少人拿着主耶稣给我们的新生命去为自己活？
But how many of us is taking this new life and living for ourselves?
为你眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲去活。
To live based on the desire of the eyes, desires of the flesh, and the pride of this life.
你在教会这么多年了。
Being in church for so many years,
你为什么没有找到侍奉的岗位？
How have you not find somewhere to serve?
每一次我们去看教会，很多都是十分之一的人去侍奉了十分之九的人。
Every time we see that the 10% of the people is going to serve 90%.
我们呼吁了很多人说我们要去帮 YLD, 帮我们的 next generation.
We call to a lot of people to say we have to help out our youth, our next generation.
我鼓励哈，你们都下去做一个 helper.
I encourage that for everyone to go and help in the basement.
你知道儿童部那些老师 Irene 啊 Sharon 啊 June 啊，他们还有 Cassie。几年如一日的在那里服侍。
We have to know that all of the teachers were serving there for years, like a day, serving our children.
Pastor Nancy 每个周六都来服侍我们的孩子。
Pastor Nancy comes every Saturday to help our kids.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要找到你服侍的岗位。
So brothers and sisters, find somewhere where you can serve.
因为你这样服侍是理所当然的。
For it is a commandment that you serve.
我们。报恩还有另外一个很重要的方式。
There is another good way to repay kindness.
就是我们要敬拜赞美神。
And that is to worship and praise God.
彼得神说，信仰之路始于悔改，终于赞美。
It says that the path of salvation begins with salvation and ends with worship and praise.
我在这里列出了很多经文，你们自己看啊。
There are lots of verses listed here.
这个敬拜赞美有我们个人在家里面的敬拜赞美。
There's praise, there's praise within the family.
但是最重要的就是来教会圣殿当中来赞美。
And it also means praise in this community.
他告诉我们要在什么？在圣所中赞美，要在大自然中赞美。
It says that we have to praise God in a community in all of these places.
而且说你要大声的赞美，你要举手赞美，你要用乐器来赞美。
You have to shout of his praise and use instruments and sing of his glory.
大卫甚至跳舞击鼓来赞美神。
And David even dances before the Lord.
诗篇二十二篇三节说，因为上帝是以人的赞美为宝座的。
It says that in Psalms 22:3, it says that God is the one Israel praises.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们来敬拜的时候，不是看着台上的人唱歌表演。
Brothers and sisters, when you come and praise, it's not looking at those on stage.
你要张开嘴。
It's for us to open our mouths.To sing with our heart and our mouth. Otherwise, it would be like in Luke, where Jesus said, If they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. So worship and praise is a way to repay kindness. The third point on repaying kindness is to proclaim God's goodness. And there is this tribe. They got some interesting disease.
Strange.
And this missionary, this doctor, went and saved them with this type of vitamin.
每一个人呢，被得医治了，都会跟这个医生说 ，I will tell your name.
And everyone who was saved, who was helped, was said to the doctor, I will tell your name.
这个部落呢，就是用告诉，就把这个医生的名字传给其他人，作为一个报恩的方式。
And this tribe repays kindness through telling other people the names.
你看诗篇十九篇，我这上面也有经文，也不读了，因为时间的缘故。这里就讲到什么，诸天穹苍都在传扬。
So in Psalms 19 it says the heaven declares of God.
早晨和晚上我们都要传扬。
And day after day, night after night, we have to praise.
特别是诗篇九十六篇一到三节啊。
especially Psalms 96.
这个地方讲到要天天传扬他的救恩。
It says every day we have to sing of his glory.
啊，我两个儿子，一个叫于恩阳，一个叫于天阳，哈。
My children, one is what?
对对对。
My kids have two names.
加起来的意思呢，就是两个儿子，两个名字啊 ，Caleb Jeremiah， 就是加起来中文的意思就是天天传扬主的救恩。
And when you combine their name, it means to praise.
所以儿子，你要记住啊，你是从诗篇九十六篇出来的名字。
His glory every day, and remember Jeremiah. Her name came from Psalms 96.
所以我们要传扬诗篇里面第一百篇第五节说，你要传扬什么？主的美好的性情，奇妙的作为。
So like Psalms 105, we have to.
一生为主做见证
and our whole life
将主的名告诉所有的人
testimonies for God to everyone
好最后
and lastly
神的恩典一定会带来人的感恩
the grace of God will surely bring thanksgiving from men
就好像声音出来一定会有回声一样
it's like a voice a sound coming out and there's echo
而人的感恩一定会伴随神的恩典
And man's thanksgiving will be followed by God's grace.
就好像雷声伴随闪电一样。
It's like thunder that comes after lightning.
人呢，越感恩就越有恩典。
The more thanks we give, the more blessing will be bestowed on us.
就越喜乐。
We'll be more joyous.
你知道有一个非常喜乐的神学家叫巴特。
There is this theologian, very joyous, his name was Barth.
他喜乐的秘诀是什么呢？
What was his secret to joy?
他说我天天感恩，随时感恩。
I give thanks every day and every moment.
他说一切通往天堂的途径都是天堂。
He said all paths to heaven is heaven itself.
喜乐的终点必有喜乐的途径。
A destination of joy has a journey of joy.
我给大家讲一个故事啊。
Let me tell everyone a story. And it'll be the end.
遇到故事啊。
An anecdote.
这个撒旦和他的小鬼在开会啊。
So this one time, Satan was having a little meeting with his minions.
他们也撒种。
And they're also seeding.
然后撒旦就跟小鬼说：“你去撒种。”然后呢，就会在他们在那些人的心里发苗。
And Satan said, "If you plant these seeds, it will grow in their hearts."
消极、抱怨、悲观、暴躁、忧虑。这个就是他们的苗哈。
It will be pessimism, anger, worry. All of these are the fruit of their seed.
然后小鬼就说：“哎呀，那对每个人都管用吗
？”And the minions were like, "Oh, does this work on everyone?"
啊，就撒旦面露难色。
Satan is not happy.
他说只有一种人不行。
It doesn't work on one group of people.
大家猜猜是什么人
？Do we know which group?
感恩的人。
Those who are grateful.
所以人非因喜乐而感恩。
So it's not that we give thanks because of joy.
却因感恩而喜乐。
It is because we give thanks that we're joyous.
神让我们凡事感恩。
God tell us to give thanks in all things.
就是为了让我们成为喜乐的人。
Such that we can be joyful.
好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
听了你的道。
That when we hear your message,
真的能够领受
that we can wholeheartedly accept it.
让我们成为知恩、感恩、报恩的人
that we can be someone who acknowledges grace and gifts.
能够进入你丰盛的应许
to enter into your promises.
成为一生喜乐的人
to be someone who is joyous.
愿我们今天都能够在你的面前有感恩的行动
May we all be grateful in front of you today.
让你的心得满足
so that your heart will be full.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
And we pray in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢 Nolan.